A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this December the 27th, 2019. Actually, this is the last Friday show we'll be giving you here on Live Talk this year. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahwe.
And I'm Mike Hove.
And tonight on Live Talk, we will be opening up our mics to get your views on the year 2019, looking at politics and the economy. We want to hear from you, our valued listeners who've been with us throughout 2019, about the issues that we're discussing, which are politics and the economy.
You heard it right there, folks. So if you're looking to join us, you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. I repeat again, WhatsApp +12024650318, or you can call us live on air on +12026192077.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Lingakhohlwa phela zulukandaba mthokazi omuhle muri eZimbabwe umsakanganwe. Do not forget that we're broadcasting live on our three web pages as we speak, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voanw.com and www.voashona.com. However, lingakhohlwa njalo ukuthi we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Sakamsakanganwe ukushiya chirongwa, msakanganwe kunyora number dopi namchirongwa. Lingakhohlwa phela ukufaka ama love lama hearts.
Aiwa, kune awo varipachirongwa parizvino tinokutendai. The year 2019 was characterized by major events in both politics and the economy. One of the biggest events we witnessed in 2019 was the death of former President Robert Mugabe in Singapore, and the drama that followed his burial. So we'll be giving you a video from that in due course. But for now, we literally would like to hear from you. What are your views?
So ngenani kuhlelo mthwakazi omuhle yilolu daba esilalo namhla kuhlelo abafisa ukwengena kuhlelo lingakhohlwa ukuthi sikhona ku WhatsApp njalo ku lingasixhuma live ecingweni ku +12026192077 ku WhatsApp +12024650318. Namhla kuhlelo we focus on indaba ezepolitiki njalo isimo somnotho. We look back jiki jiki to 2019. Sifisa ukuzwa kini zulukandaba ukuthi ikakhulukazi laba abaphila eZimbabwe ukuthi umnyaka ka 2019 liubone njani, ikakhulukazi nxa sesixoxisana ngendaba ezepolitiki njalo isimo somnotho. Saka mother zindukunzwa video yedu imweyo ya Minister of Finance ripo.
So during the year 2019, as the economy continued to decline, this was characterized by price hikes and fuel shortages. Many looked to the government led by President Emmerson Mnangagwa to provide a reprieve. But we saw, that U.S. dollar, which had been keeping inflation in check, was actually taken away. And there was an introduction of the bond note. Let's hear from the finance minister, Ntuli Ncube, speaking about this development.
Is I've come here to attend the annual meetings of the IMF and the World Bank. These are the annual meetings, and we've come to discuss various things that affect the global economy, that affect our economies, and that also affect Zimbabwe. And we're going to have a Zimbabwe round table on Wednesday to discuss the progress on reforms on Zimbabwe.
Where is this round table going to be, and what are you hoping to achieve from the round table? Because we see the Zimbabwean economy is currently in free flow.
Well, the economy is reforming quite fast, actually. These reforms are largely positive. They are setting the economy up for a very bright future and prosperity towards Vision 2030. What we're facing is a temporary challenge, a transition period, while the currency is trying to find its feet. Remember, this currency is new. This Zimbabwe dollar is trying to find its feet. It will stabilize. We'll do everything we can as government to stabilize it.
Talking about the currency, a lot of people are really against the bond note and are actually pushing for you as Zimbabwe to go back to the US dollar. What's the situation regarding that?
Well, the bond note is our currency. It is part of the Zimbabwe dollar definition. So it's a currency that we ought to be proud of, we should make use of. There's no way that Zimbabwe can use US dollar in terms of a one-to-one exchange rate. That kind of exchange rate is detrimental to the economy. It cannot compete. It would, you know, lead to industrialization, which was already happening to our industry. So a weaker, more competitive currency is key. What should happen is that perhaps we should spend more time thinking about how to do wage adjustments, and we've done a lot already to make sure that purchasing power can be restored. Again, you can't do it in one shot. It is gradual. It takes time, but it will come right.
Is MEFMI for Zimbabwe?
MEFMI is very important to where the host in Zimbabwe, the head office in Zimbabwe. It combined various governments, central banks. They come together, and its role is to become a platform for knowledge sharing on how to manage the fiscal side of things, how to manage monetary policy, how to manage the financial systems for the betterment of the African economies. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important to be here and to support what MEFMI does, because they help us do our jobs better.
Is Zimbabwe ever going back to the US dollar? What's your view on that?
Oh, well, we've got our own currency. We are moving on to the Zimbabwe dollar, which we have adopted. Remember, on the US dollar, you're still free to hold it in your bank accounts. You're still free to hold it under your mattress if you so wish. So really it's about what currency you use for transacting within the economy. And it is Zimbabwe dollar. That's what you use for accounting as well.
Mm-hmm. We were hearing there from the finance minister, Ntuli Ncube. He was here visiting Washington for the MEFMI meetings and the World Bank meetings earlier on this year. But I understand we actually do have a video looking at the obituary of the late former President Robert Mugabe, one of the major events that actually happened this year.
Proud and defiant to the very end. Robert Mugabe was the first president of modern Zimbabwe and leaves a complicated legacy after 37 years of increasingly autocratic rule. His longtime deputy, Emmerson Mnangagwa, forced him to resign in 2017 and took his place, but never sought to punish him.
He was not evil. He is the founding father of the nation of Zimbabwe.
In 2018, for the first time in decades, millions of Zimbabweans cast their ballots in a poll that did not feature Mugabe. He was among those voters. But the notoriously sharp-tongued leader did not go quietly into retirement.
I fooled into believing that all is well. No, it was not a coup d'etat. Nonsense. It was a thorough coup d'etat.
He defended his legacy.
I have, during that time, during all this time, cried for return, our return to constitutionality, our return to legality. Our return to freedom for our people, an environment in which our people would be free.
Many Zimbabweans, many of whom were born after he came to power in 1980, say the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Robert Mugabe was right at first, but somehow he went wrong.
The dashing, eloquent guerrilla fighter negotiated Zimbabwe's independence from Britain in 1979. Early on, he urged Zimbabweans to reconcile after the 15-year civil war that brought about independence. He also initially expanded the education and health systems, making them among the best regarded in Africa. But as time went on, he became more controlling and faced increasing allegations of human rights abuses, repression, and election rigging. The economy collapsed after he led a far-reaching land expropriation program, and both inflation and unemployment soared. But even as he cast his final ballot, he was warmly welcomed by his people, who cheered the man they call by his clan name, Gushungo. Mugabe will be buried at Harare's Heroes Acre Cemetery, his final resting place overlooking a country that, for decades, was inseparable from the man at the top. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Well, Zimbabwe Muhle, you just heard from a VOA correspondent based in South Africa, Anita Powell.
Yes.
Just to correct it, of course, that was an obituary that she did way back before Mugabe was buried. He didn't end up being buried Kuhiro's Eka.
Yes.
Tesetu Zot Aiwa Agavaina Kumusha.
Yes, sir. You remember there was a controversy of the mausoleum.
Ngempela.
For the longest time, people were sitting there at the edge of their tables, their desks, trying to see.
Yes.
Is he going to Yes, in the end, he was laid to rest at his homestead in Zimba at a private function, by the way, because I remember a lot of the journalists that were actually trying to be at that function were really not allowed to come in at the last minute. I mean, there was a lot of drama. Just like the man lived his life, he didn't go down quietly. He went down, he went down with a bang, because we also saw, okay, he was given a hero's welcome here when he came back, you know, from Singapore when his body arrived. And also there was a big display from world leaders who came in and also, you know, paid a tribute to the former president. And for, you know, it was interesting to see that that people that had taken him out of power were there, who were, you know, giving him all these ululations and, you know, tributes to his life. So very interesting there. But also another major event, Mike, we saw that well, the coup that was not a coup, but General...
Military takeover.
Yes, the military takeover. The leader of the military takeover, General Constantino Chiwenga. He was very ill in mid-year.
Why kula ngempela?
Very, very ill. And, you know, there was... he went away for 3 months and came back looking
brand new,
very fresh and very young. And but what followed after he returned home was another milestone in Zimbabwe's history. We saw his wife, Mary Mubaiwa Chiwenga, being accused of trying to kill him while he was in hospital in South Africa, and also apparently, you know, expropriating huge amounts of money.
Over 1 million. Am I used?
And she's said to have bought a house in South Africa and some luxury cars. And she's currently actually incarcerated at Chikurubi. She spent Christmas there. And also today, she was, her lawyers were trying to get her to be tried from home. They were trying to apply for bail at the High Court. So let's take a listen at what one of the lawyers said about what happened today.
What transpired in court today? Okay. We appeared before the judge. We didn't have a copy of the record, which we informed was not proofread and signed by the magistrate. So we got an adjournment to allow us to go and handle that issue. It has been dealt with. The judge now has a copy of the record. The only problem is that the judge wanted to relate to the record, because a matter that's coming up for appeal requires the court to also look at the record and come to conclusions as to whether or not the magistrate in the other court misdirected himself. So the judge has ordered the state to respond to our application by 11 a.m. on Monday, and then the matter will be held on 9 a.m. on Tuesday.
Mike, we're hearing there an update on the Mary Mubaiwa Chiwenga case. A lot of people have been baffled as to what exactly is going on. Are we seeing a divorce playing out? Is this political? But you know, we'll watch and see.
Sibone, Zulu kandaba ngempela ukuthi ngekhisimusi Mary Mubaiwa Chiwenga she slept in jail. Namhla bazamile ngempela ukumkhipha ukuthi aphume on bail. Kodwa hayi awusaphumelelanga. Kuthiwa i-case yakhe is going to go to court mhlaka 31 Tuesday next week, ngeviki ezayo, lapho sizabona ukuthi uzaphuma na on bail, yebo noma cha. So ngenani kuhlelo namhla kuhlelo, si we're just looking back and umnyaka ka 2019 sifisa ukuzwa kini sulukandaba ukuthi liubone njani umnyaka lo, lapha sikhuluma ngendaba ezombusazwe, sikhuluma njalo indaba ezomnotho, isimo somnotho elizweni ukuthi libona ngani izinto zihambe kuhle na, njalo njengoba kulo umnyaka ka 2020 usuyafika, libona ngani kuzoba kule nguquko na kulo mohluko na. Kodwa ngiyizwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli oqala ongenayo kuhlelo asene ukuthi yena uthini. Khona ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ngibani okhona ecingweni? Yay, etapheke Sipho Skipane.
Njani?
Ngishapho njani?
No, I'm great.
2019 nangusahambile, ubone ukuthi izinto zihambe kuhle na elizweni.
Sihamba ngesondo linye liphelile. Kukontelungayo lapho.
Nxa sesixoxisana ngezombusazwe.
Kuzoba
worse, kungani usishwa kanjalo?
Ngibona ukuthi kuzoba worse ngoba manje ngisise ngcono ngoba basadobha khona lokho sidlabelwa nje besidlabelwa. Kodwa kufika kuya kulo unyaka esiya kuzoba worse. Kuzoba ngcono uma izulu linganetha, sokuyintando kaNkulunkulu. But ngesimo somnotho nangesimo sombusazwe, kuyafana kuzoba worse.
Manje udaba la ngikhona lulungisiswa njani Bheki Sipho?
Yazi ivele inkinga ibe khona ukungabekezelelani. Kulapho kufike kwakhona ukuthi kube lohlupho lonke lolo ukuthi iqiniso liyaziwa, iNkosazana iyazi iqiniso liyenzakala eZimbabwe, ithule. Isiya ngohlangothi lunye, kodwa iyazi ukuthi iqiniso lila. Akula nto ezolunga eZimbabwe next. Abantu bazosokola, maybe uzothola ukuthi kuyaxhayana futhi next year. Kufa abantu.
Manje sibone u-Minister of Foreign Affairs kwele South Africa uNaledi Pandor esithi ukuze izinto zilunge eZimbabwe kumele uChamisa kanye lobaba uMnangagwa bahlale phansi ndawonye bakhulumisane. Ubona ngani ngomnyaka ozayo kuza?
Ngifuna ukugqamba amanga. South Africa iyakwazi iqinise lezakala eZimbabwe. Iyalazi iqiniso la laphana eZimbabwe. From 2008 iyazi ukuthi kwenzakalani, kuzikhulu kuzofika lesi sikhathi, iyazi kathi sihlela neqiniso. Yini bengathandile kwafata everything. Iyazi ukuthi this is wrong, this is wrong. But yona iya ngokuthi awe right ucomrade wedliwa iparty yethu vele siyazi labo ukuthi ba abakhuluma iqiniso, abayenza into eliqiniso. Kathi yini kube sebanda.
Hayi siyakuzwa Bheki Sipho, phosela amazwi akho okugcina.
Mina into engingafisela sengifisela nje ukuthi kunethizulu ngoba ilo lizalinceda abantu indlala lapho ukuthi engabulala abantu. But ezombusazwa kuyafana, siyeza isikolo manje kuzoba kubheda kakhulu, abantu kumele abantwana besikolo baye isikolo, yonke into kusazobheda wese.
Hayi siyakuzwa Bhuti, hayi siyakuzwa kahle, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Sure.
All right.
Aiwa, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Tino kuchingamidzai muchirongwa chedu chekupedzisira gore rino, musi wechishanu, musi waDisemba 27, 2019. Ndo live talk yedu yekupedzisira yegore rino. Patichazokuonai tinenge tamuna 2020. Saka tinongoti aiwa, tiri kufara chaizvo kunge tiinemi. Uyezve nhasi tiri kutarisa isu gore ra2019 kuti ranga rakamira sei panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uyezve panyaya miro wakaita zveupfumi. Saka tichange tine vanyarikani vakasiyana siyana veMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vanova ivo vebatso rinopikisa guru. Uyezve tichange tine vezano PF vaFrank Dr. Frank Guni vati vachange vari pano. Asi tiri kunzwa kuti tine munyarikani wedu wokutanga vatawanda dzokora veMDC North America. Makadii vadzokora?
Makadi Tete Mavelas, makadi mhuri yeZimbabwe yakateerera.
Ehe, aiwa tiri kusangana pachishanu chekupedzisira mugore rino ra2019. Zvii zvamungati imi makatari?
Tinotenda Tete Mavelas. Isu ave MDC tiri kungochema nekutambura tiri munhamo yatinopiwa neZANU PF. Asi sebato tinenge tichingomira tichiita zvatinokwanisa kuita nevanhu kunenge kuine vanhu vanenge vaine nzara. Tiri kuendesa chikafu, makaona zvakaitika paweekend chaipapa kuti MDC yese yange yakazara muguta reBuruwayo, machembere achipihwa chikafu, nherera dzichipihwa chikafu. Vamwe ava vakakuwadzwa, vakaurayirwa hama neshamwari nevabereki muhondo yedu atinoti mapolitical victims. Vaipi watch calf, makazoono zvakare vakuru MDC vachienda kudunhu rachief Ndweni uko kwavakanopa chembere dzeikoko dzese. Vanga vasiri vemuraini rachief Ndweni chete, asi kuti vanga vari machembere endaba dzino. Tichitaura nevana veZimbabwe tichivasimbisana kuti tirambe takashinga mudambudziko ratinawo rekuti tichinje zvino munyika medu.
Mhm. Kopa nyaya veruzhinji vakawanda vari kuvhunza nyaya yenhaurirano vari kuti iwo aiwa vanhu vayuwira chii chiri kuitika panyaya yenhaurirano?
Nyaya nhaurirano iri pachena Tete Marvelous. Isu MDC tisi takatotanga nenyaya yenhaurirano. Tisu munorangarira MDC president Nelson Chamisa vachitonyora tsamba kuna vamunangagwa ikoko vachiti huyai titaurirane. Vamunangagwa vakatora tsamba iyoyo vakaenda nayo paindaneti zvikanzi muri kuvaona vachamisa venyava vari kuuya kwandiri vachikumbira kuti nditaure nava vapinde muunit government. Yange isiri nyaya yekukumbira unit government, yange iri nyaya yekuratidza kuti ndiani mukuru mumba, ndiani vevatungamiri vari muZimbabwe. Asi vamunangagwa havana kuzviona izvozvo. Vakazozviona papamberi apo ndopa vakagadzira Poland vakasiya zvimwe zvese zvaitaurwa navachamisa. Asi isu tinoramba tichitaura kuti tinoda kuita nhaurirano. Atora nhaurirano dzekuti dzinoitwa nemunhu ari pakati nepakati, kwete nemunhu akarerekera kuzano PF. Vakatiunzira munhu iyeye, tinopinda munhaurirano mangwana chaiwo.
Now, Mr. Chokora, first of all, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. You highlighted the issue of Poland itself. And it seems as though there's a stalemate between both President Emmerson Mnangagwa and Nelson Chamisa in terms that President Emmerson Mnangagwa is saying that for there to be talks between the two, he's urging Advocate Nelson Chamisa to join Poland itself. And that seems to be a notion that you guys as the MDC are not entertaining. As we approach 2020, what does this mean for the nation itself, considering the fact that a lot of people feel that for there to be progression, there has to be talks between the two?
I mean, there's no stalemate here. And what the MDC is doing is only logical. The political parties that were there that can sit down, that got the most number of votes, MDC and ZANU-PF. And I think it's only logical that those two parties sit down and talk. Mm-hmm. Those who are saying all these other political parties should come, they don't understand what ZANU-PF does and how ZANU-PF operates. ZANU-PF wants legitimacy. So it wants all these other political parties that did not even get a vote, you know, to come in and be on their side and prop ZANU-PF up. And that's what we are saying. If we have to have talks, let the talks be between ZANU-PF and MDC. Even if you look in Zimbabwe, our law recognizes the political parties that have scored the most number of votes. Mm-hmm. Hence, when the political fund is disbursed, it's only given to the MDC and ZANU-PF. So why can't we do the same thing when it comes to decisions that have to be made? Why should who are those people going to be speaking on behalf of? They don't mm-hmm. have anyone who voted for them.
Aiwa, mumbomira henyu makadaro vadzvokora. Tiri kuedza pari zvino kuti tibate Dr. Frank Guni veZANU-PF kuti tinzwewo divi ravo sevanhu vanotema tisina kwatakarerekera. Mumbobata zvenyu makadaro vadzvokora. Asi totora mukana uno wekuti timhorese vari palive yedu pari zvino. Think take the caller.
Yes, silo mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo umnumzana uRay. Buti Ray, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo njani buti?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfowethu, ngibongela nami.
Ibi njani iKhisimusi buti?
IKhisimusi khona sezamile nokho, inhliziyo ibingekho, ibisekhaya ngoba lathi besihlulekile nje ukuthi siye emakhaya.
Asikhangeleni umnyaka ka-2019, ubona ngani, was there any positivity nxa sesiqoqisana ngomnyaka lo ka-2019?
Cha, mina akula nguquko nje engiyibonayo kwamanje. Izinto ziyaqhubeka zihluka sihamba ngalolu nyawo olukhona ngoba naye uhulumente ingathi ushaya phansi ngonyawo mpela engakafuni ukuthi maybe mhlawumbe avumele abantu bakwazi ukuthi bakhululeke ngalokho abakwenzayo. Sizaqhubeka sithiba lo hlupho mpela olukhulu lokuhlutshwa indlala namanzi nazo zonke izinto ezikhona. So lokhu kukhinyabeza kakhulu isimo somnotho nokuthi abantu baphile. So kuzayenza ukuthi abantu abaningi bagcine futhi bephuma elizweni bezama ukuthi futhi befuna amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amasha.
Siyezwa uhulumende umnyaka vele wonke ehlabela ingoma yakhe sithi we're trying abantu kumele babe patient ngoba bona bayazama ukulungisisa indobeko zabantu ubo ulethemba la lokuthi ngomnyaka ozayo lo umnyaka ka 2020 kuzaba kule mehluko na
leyo ngoma leyo kade uhulumeni eyicula lami kukhuleni kwami sasengifana ngihleli nje ngimamela radio ngithi mhlawumbe ithemba likhona uhulumeni uthembisa lokhu nalokhu apha nithili lamhlanje angiboni nje lento encane ebambekayo ukuthi ikhona ithemba esingaba lalo sithi sile hope impela elizweni ukuthi ikhona inguquko ezingaba khona. Angiboni nje lapho nje kufanele abantu bakhohlwe bazicabangele bona ukuthi kufanele bazikhiphe kanjani kulobu bunzima ababhekane lapho ngoba ukhulumeni nje nama edlile nalabo abantu bakhe abasondelane naye loko kunye nje usebheke inkomo nje sesingabantu nje abafana nenkomo ukuthi kufanele nje zivalelwe zona azina voice.
Hayi siyakuzwa Ray, awuphosela amazwi akho okugcina especially to uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Ya engikubonayo kakhulu ongathi kuluhlupho laphana ekuthi ke yena uMongameli ubambelele impilo esipilweni sakhe sokuthi angicabanga ukuthi uyake phuphelila ngezibone mhlambe siba ku-opposition side kumbe esiba njengomunye wabantu abathola ipensioni behloniphekile yena nje nethimba lakhe ngabantu nje abacabangela ukuthi hayi bona nje into othiwa yimbuso into yabo abazafela kiwo bazimisele nje lokhu kangiboni impela ukuthi lukhona utshintsho olungaba khona kulela ilizwe.
Hayi siyakuzwa Ray, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo kuwe ngithi happy Christmas and njalo I wish you a new year full of joy.
Nami hayi ngiyalijabulela kakhulu nje nami ngithokoza ukungena kokuqala kulolu hlelo asithembeni ukuthi nemhlawumbe ke uNkulunkulu la uzangenelela ngoba sesikhale kakhulu kweminyaka bafethu ukuphila semazweni kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu engiyi-experience le ukuthi noma usemazweni akulanto yakho ongayenza ayikho indawo enhle ukudlula ikhaya kodwa ke ngesimo esiphila ngaphansi kwazo bafethu kunzima kakhulu kulela lizwe ma ngibheka
ngempela sohlangana ngo-2020 angithi Ray.
Yeah, I should hang out with 2020 next week. Yeah, I have a high service corner. I'm kidding, it's corner lap.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. We have our other guest. We have Dr. Frank Guni of ZANU-PF North America. Welcome to the program, Dr. Guni.
Thank you very much, and good evening, listeners.
Yes, we are taking 2019 into review. Saka tudombozo wakwamuri kuti imi se batore ZANU-PF zvizva mungati batore nyurakagona kana kutadza irogo rinora 2019 nokuti vazhinji vari kushuwira vachiti hakuna mvura, hakuna magetsi, chikafu chiri kungoramba chichidhura asi hapana zviri kuitwa nehurumende. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Tingati isu musangano weZANU-PF zvatanga takananga zhinji takaita achieve kana kuti takazvikwanisa kuzviita. Chekutanga tingati vanhu vangade kuziya kuti takawandudza mitemo yakati wandei yakawandisisa chaizvo munyika tichiita realign mitemo yedu pamwe chete neconstitution yedu kana nebumbiro remutemo. Chechipiri takanangana nezveupfumi takataura takaparura pakutanga kwegore rino kuti gore rino ranga riri gore reausterity gore rakuti rekusunga dzibate tichiita kuti kuspenda mari kana kutishandiswa kwemari kwanga kusina pundutso kupere hurumende yedu ibveitawo kadura kemari inosarira inogona kushandiswa kumberi. Zvese izvozvo zvakaitika mugore ra2019 hongu tinodaira kuti vanhu vachiri kutambura asi mukatarisa paeconomic blueprint yedu kana kuti hwaro hwedu hweurongwa hweupfumi unotanga gore rinotinoteera ra2020 rinotova nebhajeti kuitika makore gumi kuti bhajeti regore rinoteera rinopaswa gore risati rapera. Mukatarisa izvozvo gore rino ratakatarisana naro edu rava gore reproduction maindustry yedu takatarisira kuti asimuke nekuti zvatanga tichimbogadzirisa gore rino takazvipedza. Mukaona taakutadza kusimudza indastry gore rinouya. Aiwa, ipondei.
Mm-hmm. Asi vazhinji vaguni vanoti muromo hauzarirwi nerwizi. Zano PF vanoti gore rino manga muri kutaura zvakawanda chaizvo. Takanzwa kuti the voice of the people is the voice of God. Asi hazvisirizvo zvatakazoona zvichiitika. Vari kubvunza vanhu kuti saka chii chichasanduka muna 2020?
Aiwa, vari kudaro vari kurasika. Ndoda kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti mukuru wenyika mapresidenti vaireve ipapo. Vaireva kuti ZANU PF inoita zvino zvevanhu zvinenge zvataurwa nevanhu. Mukatarisa mukadzokera makore maviri kana matatu matatu apfuura, vanhu vairambidzwa vane freedom of speech, kutaura zvaunoda, kutoropodza hurumende kana kuita magatherings enyu ari pamutemo. Vanhu vairambidzwa izvozvo. Zvese izvozvo zvakabviswa nehurumende itsva yeZANU PF iripo. Iye zvine izvi vanhu vane kodzero yekutaura zvavanoda, yekutoropodza. Vanhu vane kodzero yekupa hurumende pfungwa dzavo nekuti nyika yedu nevatungamiriri vayo, kuti vatungamiriri venyika vamire pamberi pevanhu vachitaura kuti zvii zvavari kuitira vanhu. Zvese izvozvo zvinhu zvitsva zvanga zvisiko makore esi apfuura. Saka toda kuti vanhu vazive kuti tiri kupa vanhu mukana. Iye zvine takacreata inonzi Poland, inova iyo mumbiro kana kuti mubatanidzwa wemapato anoita zvematongerwo enyika ese, tichitaurirana kuti chii chatingaita pamwe chete sevana veZimbabwe tivake nyika yedu. Hongu kuti ngava tinopesana mukufunga maererano nezvematongerwo enyika, asi Zimbabwe ndeyedu tese. Ngatibatanidzei pfungwa. Hakuna umwe munhu achazombouya achiita kuti Zimbabwe ibudirire kunze kwedu isusu vana veZimbabwe. Saka takacreata Poland kuti wese ane pfungwa yake yaanofunga kuti inobatsira kuendesa munyika mberi. Zvinhu zvatakaita hazvisi zvinhu zvatiri kungotaura kana kuti zvakanyorwa mumapepa. Zvinhu zviri kuitika.
Mm-hmm. Vadzokora veMDC, pindaiwo tinzwe muchitaurawo pamusoro pezvataurwa navaguni.
Freedom yipi iri kutaurwa na Dr. Guni? Kodzero dzipi dzavari kutaura kuti dzawedzerwa? Kana izvozvi tipatiri kutaura pano, tine maleaders 15 AMDC who have been charged with trumped up charges of treason. Saka ikodzero dzipi dzavari kutaura? Mademonstrations dzavari kutaura kuti ane kodzero yekuita. Taibvumirwa kuita mademonstrations isusu kwi, tikangonyora tsamba, tsamba yanyorwa zvakanaka nemazvo, zvese zvateedzerwa.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what happened there to the line. I don't know because I can't hear anything from our callers.
Mr. Guni, muchiri popari narere?
And the rain beriva jokora tozotora vaguni because I'm go cut off. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay. Nakanyitara kuti tine ma leaders edu akarohwa nema treason charges about 15. Munguva yamugabe taisingazive kuti vanhu vanopfurwa mu street vachiita mademonstrations. Kubva pakapinda munangagwa, vanhu vari kuurayiwa semhuka muma streets, zvinoonekwa nevanhu vese jekerere. Asi vaguni vari kuya pano vaitaura kuti taane kodzero dzakawedzerwa. Marali chaiwo chaiwo kuti vanhu vanenge vakaungana vari mustadium hatisi kubvumirwa kuitwa. Zuro riya iri mamuri pano pastudio 7 vabhondo vachitaura kuti vanga vachida kupa honorable Hepimo Chidziva, vanga vachida kupa chembere dzinotambura muHighfield chikafu. Vakauya vakadzinganiswa nemapurisa nemasoja. Musi unouyu taida kuita State of the Hope address naPresident Chamisa pamberi pemba yedu yeHarvest House. Asi vanhu vakauya vakarohwa, mukaona vanhu vachiputitswa, vakadzi vachitsikwa musoro, varume vachirohwa ropa rakazara mustreet yebaHarvest House muya. Saka vari kutaura kuti chii kana vachitaura kuti kodzero dzedu dzawedzerwa. Vataura vaguni vakati ndipondei gore rinouya kana tipondei gore rinouya kana ZANU PF ikasazadzisa zvirevo zvayo. Vachatopondwa nekuti hakuna chinenge chiriko. Asi oda kuvabvunza kuti ko kuponda kwavari kuita vanhu muzvipatara umu, kune slow genocide iri kuita muzvipatara umu. Ndo austerity here yavari kuudza vanhu iyoyo. Vanhu vari kufa mazuva nezuva nezuva. Izvozvi soba tiri kutaura pano 60% yevanhu vari muZimbabwe vari kutambura vachafa nenzara. Ende izvi handisi kutaura zvangu ndega, ndo zviri kutotaurwa United Nations World Food Program. Iri kutaura kuti vanhu vari kufa nenzara muZimbabwe. Saka ndo austerity yacho here iyoyi? Tinosvika kupi tichiudzwa kunzi austerity rambai makashinga? Saka vaguni ngavaregedze kuuya vachitaurira vanhu zvekunyepa zvavanoziva kuti ZANU PF haife yakakwanisa kuzviita. Vanhu vari kutambura muZimbabwe. Izvozvo vanhu vari kurarama ne 1 meal per day. Isusu kuna kuti tichitaura zvatiri kutaura izvi.
Aiwa, imbobatai makadaro vadzokora. Vaguni, tichadzoka kwamuri kuti mupindure. Asi pari zvino regai timbotora kola. Halo, kola. Ehe, tukutaura nani uye zvemuri kupi?
Tukutaura na Solomon Gwerevendi ari ku France.
Oh, ku France kwakadiko ku France uko.
Bonjour, bonjour.
France kwakanaka zvikuru.
Ehe, tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu 2019 yanga yakakubataiwo sei, munoona sei pamusoro pematongerwe enyika neeconomy?
Ya, 2019 igore ranga rakaoma zvikuru kwazvo, zvikuru takatarisana nechimiro cheikonomi uye nepolitics dziri kunyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Tino yes, vanotaura zvavo nezvenew dispensation and other things, but zviriko right now kuZimbabwe hazvidi muprofita, hazvidi mamagicians kuti vataure kuti zvinhu hazvina kunyatso kwete kuti hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka, zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. It's only that government yedu is not faithful, haitauri chokwadi. Chokwadi chaicho chaicho right now vanhu vari kutambura. Ini ndakanga ndiri kuZimbabwe in August. Ndakazvionera kuti zvechokwadi vanhu vari kutambura. Uchipinda muHarare chaimo chaimo chini chinotanga kugashira itsvina. Pega pega paunenge uchingofamba unochiona tsvina, odorous smells and other stuff. Zvinotaura kuti nyika yedu right now iri pachimiro chakashata. Yes, vanotaura zvavachiti taita zvakati, taita zvakati. But kutaura chokwadi chaicho chaicho chaicho, iyo ndo inonzi propaganda, ndo inonzi nhema chaidzo. Kutaura chokwadi vanhu vari kutambudzika, ndo chokwadi chiripo chaicho chaicho.
Mumbotaura muchirungu, Mike, you can go ahead.
Mkoma Solomon, welcome to the program.
Pardon, please?
I'm saying welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yes, yeah.
Now, can you tell us what exactly was your thoughts when we look back at 2019? What is your thoughts when we're talking about Zimbabwean politics and the current state of the economy?
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is our government is not faithful, and they always try to mislead people that everything is okay, yet people are suffering. And it's very clear that people are suffering. They are facing a lot of challenges in trying to put food on the table, even in trying to secure medical services and different services in life. People are suffering, and even parents, they are not even able to raise school fees for their children. And our government is always saying that doing this and that, they are trying to suggest that everything is fine, yet that's not the case. People are suffering. Almost everyone is suffering. But I don't know why our government is not faithful to the extent of telling the people, the whole world, the whole nation, the truth. I don't know what is going on.
Thank you so much, yes. Mukoma. Nasi pano pari kupisa, toda kupawa vamwe mukana wakuti vataure muvenezu varakanaka kwamuri kuFrance uko.
Tatenda.
Dr. Guni, vazhinji vari kunyora panapa vachiti Dr. Guni, zvamuri kutaura izvi muri kuzviwana kupi, nekuti on the ground hazvisiri izvo zviriko? Munopindura muchiti chii apa?
Hamusi kundipa nguva yekuti ndipindure.
Takukupai nguva, taurai tinzi.
Okay, so let me start with the first caller ataura kuti vanhu vari kusungwa vari kudii. Ndoinonzi rule of law. Hakuna nyika inobvumidza kuti vanhu vaite zvavanoda. Kana ivo vachiti vanhu vari kusungwa vanenge vasina mhosva, aiwaka, hapana chakashata. Ndo basa rematare, vanonosunungurwa kumatare. They will be acquitted if they have not committed an offense. But we must follow the law. Zvavari kutaura kuti vanhu vanenge vaita zvavo misangano yavo iri kunze kwemutemo, aiwaka, kana kuno kuAmerica, haungomuke mangwana woti maunganapo moti maakuda kuita demonstration yenyu. Munhu wese anofanira kutevedzera mutemo. So that one is clear. We are following the rule of law. Ndiyo vakatochemera kuti toda kuti munyika muve nekutevedzera mutemo. Ngavatevedzere mutemo. If everybody follows the law, then there's no problem. Wongu, hatisi kuramba isusu zanu PF kuti kune matambudziko achiriko, but we already said this. Takatanga gore ra 2019, takataura kuti things are going to be tough as we embark on the austerity measures. Since past, our own Minister of Finance has already announced that we have gone past the first year austerity measures. Now we are focusing on economic development. So 2020 is the year that we are focusing on the reindustrialization of Zimbabwe. We are going to increase the industrial capacity in Zimbabwe from energy to mining. Yes, we know that's why our government and our party has since introduce a new system yekuti vese vanoda kuimporta masolar kits ngaapinde munyika. Even my private companies ngavagadzire masolar plants pa ma companies avo kuti vaite magetsi avo zvirerutsire the national grid. Zvese izvo, these are measures that are meant to stimulate growth and development in our country. Kana iri nyaya yenzara yari kutaura ka drought iri region, yes, haisi drought haisi muZimbabwe chete. Mukaenda ku South Africa, mukaenda ku Zambia, mukaenda ku Mozambique, kwese vari kuchema nekutsvakwe kuti hakuna mvura iri kuuya inoita kuti zvirimwa zvedu zvipe vanhu chekudya. So this has nothing to do with ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF ndoinonaisa mvura here. Let people be serious and be honest. Izvo zvimukatarisa vanhu veshe vari kutaura. All they are doing is complaining and complaining. Nobody is coming up with viable solutions that can ameliorate my problems that are in our country. Yes, Zimbabwe has problems. ZANU-PF people are not the only people in Zimbabwe. That's why we created the platform. You could anyone and any ideas, bring them, criticizing without proffering any possible solutions or alternative ideas is useless.
Mr. Kuni, earlier on you were talking about the rule of law itself, and of course, early on we had Rajokura talk about the issue of human rights violations. Not so long ago, we had the UN Special Rapporteur in the country, and he also confirmed the issue that there is a lot of human rights violations going on. Now, as we approach 2020, is there going to be any difference? Are the MDC still going to feel as though their rights are being violated on? Are human rights advocates going to feel as though the environment is becoming safer for them?
There are no documented willful human violations by the government of Zimbabwe or by ZANU-PF itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. If you look at the UN report, there is nowhere where it says the government willfully is violating the human rights of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. What needed to be improved were the enabling laws that ensure that people's rights are respected, from property rights to civil rights. All those rights have to be protected. And I've just alluded to the fact that we have realigned our laws. Mm-hmm. We have changed public access to information. We have changed the security laws to ensure that people are well protected within the framework of our constitution.
Mm-hmm.
There is no perfect country. There are no perfect laws. Even here in the United States, people's rights are violated here and there. But what is important is to have systems in place that protects every individual equally and ensuring that the law is applied equally to all citizens in fairness. Those are the systems that we are putting together. Our Congress, just this December, we did pronounce that from now on, the party policies, the party ZANU-PF, is supreme to the government. So whatever is going to be implemented by the government of Zimbabwe will be directly coming from ZANU-PF itself.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vaguni, regai chukubatei pamromo titore mtereri, ndrunzo otine mtereri, siyezu kutsilomla lele ungena ugushelo, ibizo lake ngundiweni. Baba ndiweni, nya wamgela ugushelo unjani.
Ngiyaphila njani baba?
Hayi siyaphila, asizweni phela umbono wakho.
Umbono nje kuphela ungokuthi okungakhulunywa noma kakhulu maqondo lebandla libusayo, ningakhuluma okuningi izithembiso sezibeziningi. Kusukela lapho elithethe khona singabali emuva kakhulu noma sesingakhulumela uhulumeni omutsha nalo khona. La mina angikwazi ukuthi kanti ama promises lawa ayenziwayo kuzaze kube lama changes enini. Masikhuluma ngo 2020 mbona ngani vele sithi siya ku same problem and siya ku worse problem kulalokho esilakho. So sikuthi siyabazonda sina we expecting ukuthi if bona beku beyiba bathethe i-government they're supposed to do things ngendlela right kube lama changes. Izinto zihambe kuhle kanti sikhuluma nge-school fees into esimple eyiyo eyi-future abantu abethu lethinto wami even right now on my own side yazi ngikhuluma ngingani ngigcwalele nempijana but ngiyaxolise ngenxa yokuthi into le isiphatha kuwe ngithwala uvala ukuthi umntanami esikolo uzahamba njani u-grade 7 kumele i-form 1 i-school fees about $1,000 and then mina nginje $1,000 angazi ngibani. Can you tell me ukuthi kungaba la ma-changes athini? Ama-changes aya better kumbe aya worse?
Baba Ndiweni, uyamuza umnumzana uFrank Goni owebandla leZANU-PF, yena uthi umnyaka ubona ngani lokho kuliqiniso na?
Kusoqiniso kho ngithi they are good at talking but ku-action akulanto abayenzayo. That's the truth. And if we talk about these guys bamkhulumela kakhulu president ngibona ngani bamkhulumela baze badlule kuma-plans akhe yina yiwo ayiwo fanele akwenze akulanto enjalo siya ku-problem. That's the truth guys, singathembisani into engayisiyo into engamanga siku-deep problem right now siku-deep trap vele already.
Hayi siyakuzwa Ndiweni, phosela amazwi akho okugcina.
ngiyabonga kakhulu mfowethu, kodwa ke ngikushoyo ukuthi ngawo uhulumeni lo uthathe action. Thina kasilandaba whoever ophethe umbuso, we are not fighting with these guys ukuthi
hayi, siyakuzwa Ntiyweni, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Kuwe ngithi happy happy new year.
Ayi waku kune avo vakati rapa chirongwa nasi chirongwa chedu chekupedzisira gore rino ra 2019 che Life Talk muno muswe chisha. See, there's something wrong with the line somewhere. I don't know, we're getting interruption. Yeah, just 1 minute, we're sorting out the lines. Yes, you can go ahead.
In a very important question about education and school fees. Mm-hmm. Let me be very clear. ZANU-PF passed a resolution that no government schools or missionary schools will be allowed to increase school fees. Mm-hmm. And that is happening. 2020, hakuna kana chikoro one che hurumende kana chema missionary chakapiwa permission yoku increase school fees. Let's make that clear. The government does not control private schools. If people choose to send vanava kuma private schools, we cannot legislate or control how those private schools run their schools and set their own tuition and levy.
Mhm. Vadzokora pindiraiwo timbonzwa.
Ndokukakamara va guni vanorarama munyika isingararame vamwe. Zimbabwe vari kutaura nezvayo, haisiyo Zimbabwe iriko. Ngavambodzokera kumusha. Vanoona zviri kuitika, vaverenga mapepa vachiatoverenga chaizvo. Hanzi tsamba, hanzi rule of law. The MDC is always criticized by the majority of people by trying to live within the rule of law. Tinonyora matsamba pese patinenge tichida kuitira demonstration. Tichitobvunzwa nevanhu kunzi muri kunyorerei matsamba aya kuda kuti tigare pakati pechi pemutemo, asi ZANU-PF inotirambidza. ZANU-PF inotinonyora tsamba kuti tida kuita rally. Inotirambidza. Saka vaguni zvavari kutaura hameno kuti zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe ipi. Vari kunyepa, ende kunyepa kwavari kutaura ndokwanga vachitaurwa nemuteereri ari kuFrance kuti tine hurumende inonyepa. Vamunangagwa neZANU-PF vanonyepa. Mukatarisa imimi manewspaper edu ekuZimbabwe akanyora kangani kuti tine mamega million deals aunzwa navamunangagwa kubva pavakapinda. Mamega million deals iwayo danga ari echokwadi. Dai Zimbabwe yatofanana neSouth Africa kana kuti yatopfuura South Africa. Saka zviri kureva kuti mamega million deals aya kana aripo, mari yacho iri kudyiwa nevanhu vezanu, iri kuuya yodyiwa nevanhu vezanu. Kana kuti vari kutonyepa zvachose, hakuna chiriko. Kweda nyaya yehumbavha, tine dambudziko muZimbabwe rekuti rikasagadziriswa tichipinda muna 2020 tinoramba tiri patiri tichitodzokera kumashure. We are losing about $80 billion due to corruption. 80 billion inovaka zvipatara 10 zvakaita separenyatwa. Inovaka maroda emuturikidzaniswa anonzi maspaghetti roads. Amunenge muchitaura kuti hanzi chamisa ari kunyepa kuti anovakwa. Anovakwa maroads iwayo ne just 10 billion. But this is we are losing $80 billion a year due to corruption. Utsinye neumhondi huri kuitwa navamunangagwa. Hanzi mari haiende pane ropa. Saka ticharamba tiri patakamira ipapo kusvikira varegedza kuponda vanhu nekurova vanhu. Vaguni vanotaura kuti havasikuru hakuna mahuman rights abuses. Ngavaende vanoona maroverwo akaitwa vanhu nemaponderwo akaitwa vanhu pamberi peHarvest House. Ndo anonzi mahuman rights abuses ivavo.
Tombokubatai muromo ipapo vadzokora, nekuti tine mumwe munyarikani wedu. I think we have our last guest, so we can balance the show. We also give voices to everybody who, you know, who was participating or who is participating in the Zimbabwe story. Go ahead, Mike.
So CS ukuthi silo MTCT uChairman North America umnumzana uDan Moyo. Pramoyo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hey, ngiyabonga mfowethu, linjani? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Nantu dabalwe khona eGoodwin. We're looking back at 2019 and we're reviewing lapho sikhuluma ngesimo somnotho elizweni, njalo isimo sezombusazwe elizweni. Kuhlelo kulomnumzana uFrank Guni kanye lo Tawanda Jokora weMDC yona ekhokhelwa nguNelson Chamisa. Umbuzo wami wokuqala kuwe, Braden, ukuthi yini umbono wakho nxa sesikhangela isimo sezinto elizweni lapha sikhuluma ngezombusazwe njalo isimo somnotho?
hayi izinto zimi kabe ekhaya othi yena izinto ekhaya ziyalunga ngumuntu nje ovika ngomunwe ngoba it is very clear to all and sundry that nothing is functioning in that country. We see ama fuel queues, we see shortage yamanzi, we see shortage yamagetsi, ama blackouts at all times. So ayikho, there is no way anyone in their right mind angama phambi kwabantu abatshela ukuthi izinto ekhaya zilungile. I-ZANU-PF kumele ivume ukuthi siyehlulekile. That is first and foremost. And ihlalisane phansi labanye kuboniswane ukuthi yiphi indlela engcono esingathuthukisa ngayo impilo yabantu bakithi. Lokho kokuthi izanu iqinisele esihlalweni insara ukuphuma just because balele preconceived notion yokuthi they fought the liberation war and therefore they are entitled to stay in power in perpetuity is what is killing our country. I think we need to introspect and in all fairness agree ukuthi ZANU policies have failed. They have no idea at all how to run an economy. They have 40 years ukuthi bazame and they have failed this month.
But Mr. Denmoyo, your party is in Pollard. So what role is it playing in, you know, in order to shape the way the economy will be like and, you know, the current state of politics in Zimbabwe come 2020?
You see, it's one thing, my sister, to be shouting from outside, and it's different to be facing your nemesis head on and explain directly into their faces the challenges that are being faced and what needs to be done to correct that. We as MDCT resolved in our fourth National Congress in 2014 that was held in Harare at the sports ground that we will engage in dialogue with ZANU-PF to try and bring normalcy back to the country. The only way we can do that is if we are sitting in front of President Mnangagwa and tell him to his face what we see as failures and what corrections need to be made. We tried the protest for a very long time. As MTC, since our formation in 1999, we have been engaged in politics of protest. And that has not worked for us. And I mean, we just have to be honest with ourselves that we can't continue doing the same thing and expect different results. We have seen other countries where they've managed to sit down and discuss in a dialogue and agree on what steps to be taken forward. And that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're working towards, to find that common ground that can lift us out of the abyss that we find ourselves in. Pollard is there because us as MDCT demanded it from long back, that it was high time we sat down and discussed the way forward as rational individuals.
Very interesting. This actually, we have a lot of people that are writing in. We have Mr. Mada from MDC, who's here in America, who's writing in to say he wanted to respond to Dr. Guni. And we have one of our top fans, Donald Mamboma. He wanted us to call him. He's been calling us and sending messages on WhatsApp. Sorry, Donald. I'm sorry. On this part of history, you are going to be missing out. But we really appreciate you for having been on our programs throughout. I think we'll go back to one of our guests.
I have a question for Ute.
Go ahead.
Mr. Moyo, now, you highlighted the issue, how you were the ones who pushed for Pollard, and now it's there. But it's been there for, almost a year now. What has been achieved? Because when we look at the current state of the economy and issues, it seems as though izinto ziloku ziqhubekela phambili, getting worse and worse by the day.
It's a process, my brother. We should realize that this is a marathon and not a sprint. There are a few things I can highlight that we have managed as MTCT to push through Parliament, even though with our small representation. I mean, in Parliament, we have only about 0.6% compared to others, the MTCA and ZANU-PF. But we have managed to raise over 200 million for sanitary wear for girls from grade 4 to grade 6. And that came by because we were able to negotiate that through Pollard and then bring that up in Parliament. Right now, I had the guest, the other commentator before I got in talking about school fees. This is something that is at the heart of our party because our party is about the people. It's about how we can uplift the people on the ground. We can set politics aside and say, okay, what is it that we formed this party for? We formed this party to ameliorate people's lives. And one of the things is school fees is a big burden to a lot of families where the unemployment rate is at 90%. Right now, as we are talking, we are on the verge of negotiating a $400 million deal for school fees, for free education for our children. And this is something that is in the pipeline that our president, Dr. Cooper, is working hard on, negotiating through Pollard, and then being able to bring these things to the parliament floor. So yes, there are things that we are achieving. Slowly but surely we are getting there.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. We have Alex Masuka saying, Studio 7, Dagatanga kukuterai 2003. Maramba kundifonera nasi. Ah, sorry, enyu mkoma Alex. Nasi pana parkupisa. Tomboenda kunava jokora. You're hearing there from Mr. Dan Moyo, who's saying, if you're not at the table, then you're going to miss out on the delicious meal in order for you to be able to push forward in 2020. Your view, please.
It is their democratic right. I respect their stance as MDC led by Mike Kube. It is their right to go there if they feel that they are going to make a difference being there. But as far as we are concerned, we see nothing that is nothing significant will change as long as you are sitting on the table saying you are negotiating and ZANU-PF is the mediator. I mean, how does that work out? ZANU-PF is an interested party, and then it comes to a negotiating table, and then it is the mediator. We don't see any value in doing that. So as MDC, led by President Nelson Chamisa, we insist that we need a neutral mediator, and we need genuine talks, genuine negotiations that are guaranteed by a respectable and legitimate body, maybe preferably the United Nations, or the AU.
Thank you.
Kunara Jokora and his party. Party and Yakazarama lawyers. Let me answer perfectly clear. Yaeni Okuti Murotima demonstrated Tanyora Tambataram. The law is clear. If you write an application to have a demonstration or hold a gathering and it's denied, the law is very clear. You go to the court, you go to the magistrate court. Let me also.
How many times have we gone to the court? We have gone to the court so many times.
Let me embrace Comrade Moyo. Seen the benefit of us sitting together. And let me also correct you as well, the MDC Alliance representative here. Pollard is not about negotiating. Pollard is a dialogue. ZANU-PF is not mediating. We are sitting as equal parties and dialoguing on the way forward and the progress of our nation. Let me promise Zimbabweans, Zimbabwe is going to be better in 2020. And I want all Zimbabweans to hold us accountable as ZANU-PF and as government.
Unfortunately, we have no extra time. But Mike, you know, I was just reminded one of the major highlights that we saw happening in 2019 was the fact that the doctors were saying they could not go to work because they cannot afford to go to work. And the collapse of the health sector. So we would like to highlight that. That's one of the biggest.
Not to forget the Magombeyi saga.
Yes, and the Magombeyi saga, which broke right here on Studio 7. You know, we were taken to task as to how we had found a Dr. Magombeyi. Maybe explain a little bit. How did we find Dr. Magombeyi?
Well, we gave him a call. The same way that we find everybody else, we give them a call. They respond, we put them on air.
Thank you so much, guest. We had on us here, Dawanda Jokora of MDC North America, Frank Guni of MDC, of ZANU-PF, and also...
Thank you so much to Umumzana Dan Moyo and all the callers. Kamalami Mumai Kome, Zimbabwe Mute. Bye-bye.
I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who is saying, see you 2020. This is the last program in 2019.